I am joined by Clive Tildesley. Happy New Year to the Neil and Strand. Clive, opening the new year with aplomb as we move through and to catch up on what's been a hectic 3 or 4 weeks of football of the domestic calendar. We'll touch on the FA Cup towards the very end. But for me, it's been massively about where the league table finds itself, Clive. And I'm surprised, not so much by a couple of the results in there. It's not a surprise that Arsenal, for instance, get themselves a point at Anfield. But it is a surprise what happens thereafter. And what it's done, all these results, is I would argue it's put Manchester City slap back, bang, back in the frame for everything.
Well, I must apologise in advance if we're going to talk about the title race, because I suspect the answer to most of the questions that you're going to ask me will be, I don't know, Neil, which is probably not what you're hoping for when you ask a guest onto Anfield Wrap. But I think it is a strange season, a delightfully strange season. And I think probably the most exciting and pleasing of all the various imponderables and variables is Liverpool Football Club. We first spoke 3 or 4 games into this season, and I felt that Liverpool would have to go well to finish in the top four. You asked me back then, do we have a title race this time? And my answer, rather coldly, maybe a little cynically, was, well, that's up to Manchester City. And I think at their best, they are still significantly better than the rest. And if I was pushed, I would nominate them as the likely champions. I saw them in the flesh at Goodison just after Christmas. They were very, very impressive in the second half there. And without Haaland, without De Bruyne, without Diaz on the night. And once De Bruyne has sorted his hair out, what's all that about? I think they will be the team to beat again. But they've got a bit of ground to make up, and they're going to have to play as well as they did last season.